Blog Talk Radio.
When you want something real and to have a good time, put a smile on your face, yeah, KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hey, cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Married, I'ma worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the whip, feeling alright. Turn up a worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they hugging, they'll be alright. They be trying to put the hoses to my fire. They don't understand why I be praising my Messiah. Sounding like a church in my car with no choir. The windows roll down, turn it up a little higher. When I'm in the spirit, I be feeling transformed. Want me turn it down, saying no to lukewarm. God say do it better, do it, been warned. Baptized, my renewed, feeling reborn. I know there's a lot that don't like how I do things. They be trying to take me down, trying new things. They don't understand I got protection from the true king. There's a cross on my back that I must clean. Send the praise to the heaven like it's fireworks. Everybody want the chorus how the body works. Sunday night praising God till the body hurts. Giving honor to the Father for his mighty works. If you're looking for a reason, I can give you one. Think about a battle that you shouldn't have won. If you woke up in the morning, there's another one. If I was you, I would give praise to the Holy One. God gave me joy so the world can't take it. Riding on the boat, sending away, trying to shake it. Aiming for my faith on the daily, trying to break it. Real fruits from the vine, can't fake it.
Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up a worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up a worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright.
I just do what's required, this ain't my ways. Wait a minute, why they looking at me sideways? All the shade rolling in like a tidal wave. I just learned to turn it up on them highways. Going through, praise God, you forget the hurt. Praising God, where the seeds that be in the dirt. Got my worship on high on the way to work. Ayy, swerving in my Challenger, skirt, skirt. Gotta even learn to do it in the bad times. Broken heart even in the sad times. He can change the game around before it's even halftime. Put the enemy to sleep before it's nap time. The God I praise hold all the power. FPNL ain't got nothing on his tower. He can bring them lights any minute, any hour. He the one that turn your seed, homie, to a flower. Thank God for the chance when them windows up. I be crying like a baby for a sippy cup. Tears rolling down my face begging God to lift me up. Had a bad day, that's a good pick me up. Thank God for the chance when the windows up. I be crying like a baby for a sippy cup. Ay, tears rolling down my face begging God to lift me up. Had a bad day, boy, that's a good pick me up.
Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up my worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up my worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright.
Put us in the crowd. Your boy gon' elevate. I'm on a different level. One that I didn't used to know.
Man, that's what I'm talking about right there. That was hype. That right there gets you going, man. Yes, that's the type of energy I'm on tonight. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre, and I'm telling you, it has been quite the week. But we are back, and you know what? I know I say it a lot. I say it quite often. But you know what? I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it the last time, or that time before the last time. That was the last time I said I meant it. I missed you guys. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Trey. And I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to thank Miss Kimberly Robinson and Elation Radio for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can help so many people, because you guys need help, and that's what I do, because I'm a giver, and you guys should take it. Also, the disclaimer merely states, I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for you guys, because you guys definitely need that help. Let's get right into it. I tell you what, this first segment, again, it is one of the it's one of the stalwarts of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre, because it is truly about that thug life, being a thug. Well, let me tell you right now, a lot of people don't know they're thugging. They really don't. But let me tell you, thugging is outdated, and it is played. But unfortunately, some people just live in the past. Now, I tell you what, you could be the thug. You sure could be your thug. Could be a family member that's a thug. Could be a friend or a coworker, a stranger in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people who are just living a thug life and acting like a straight-up thug. Let me tell you something. Tupac lied to you. Heaven ain't got no ghetto, but hell does. And you know what they call it? See, you're not that stupid. That's right. They call it hell. Now, let me tell you something. If you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are tied into one person, you. And you are a thugged out thug. Matter of fact, you're a super thug. Change your life. Do better, want better, okay? Here we go. Number one, I'm a thug. Oh, no, this one's showing off a thug. I go to the Special Olympics and boo the athletes. See, that's a thug right there. Because if you would go to the Special Olympics and just boo these athletes, I'm telling you what, these people have enough things going on, okay? They are an inspiration. And there you are treating them just like they are pariahs. That's so dirty. That's so low down. But a thug is heartless. He don't care about nothing and nobody. That's a thug right there. Number two, I'm a thug. Oh, now this one right here. Yeah, this is a thug right here. I'm a thug. I go to my family reunion looking for my next wife. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you go to your family reunion looking for your next wife? You know what? You a perverted thug is what you are. Talking about fourth cousin don't count. Well, maybe not to you, but if they're at the family reunion, then that's just wrong. Come on now. This one right here, number three, I'm a thug. I got a tattoo of praying hands on my arm, and the fingernails are dirty. You know what? That's just nasty. That's just disgusting. That symbolizes right there everything you're about. Just disgusting. So you got a tattoo of praying hands on your body, so people can see, and you deliberately got the nails dirty. That's just, you know what, boy. But that is a thug. Number four, I'm a thug. Oh, wow. Yeah, this is the thug right here for real. I'm a thug. I teach my two-year-old how to sag his pull-up. You know what? Yeah, that's yeah. See, a thug is always sagging, no matter what time of day, and they start out young, just sagging. Now, you got your two-year-old teaching him how to sag and show his butt crack. So you want to be nasty. Get him sagging his pull-up. Yeah, that's a thug. Yeah, you teaching your child to be a thug, too. This one right here. I'm a thug. Oh, no, This one right, yeah, this is a thug right here, y'all. If ever there was a thug, this is a thug. I go down to the school of the blind, and I just bump into people on purpose and tell them, oh, you ain't going to say excuse me. See, that's a thug right there, too. These people are blind. They can't see you. You got them feeling bad for bumping into you when you doing it to them on purpose. And they have the nerve to say, oh, so you ain't going to say excuse me. See, come on now. Leave people alone. Well, see, that's what a thug do. A thug going to deliberately cause trouble and chaos everywhere they go. Because that's all they think about. Boy, that's a thug. This one right here, I'm a thug. Oh, wow. Wow. This is a super thug right here. This is a thug. In my high school graduation picture, I'm holding my 4-year-old son. So that's a thug right there. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's a thug right there. You mean to tell me you graduated at 18 and you got a 4? So you mean to tell me you didn't have a baby when you was 14? That's a thug. Because a thug don't matter. It don't matter to a thug. They just do whatever they want to. They don't care. And then you think that's something to be proud of, holding your 4-year-old son in your senior picture. Yeah, that's a thug. That's a thug, though, because a thug is stupid and careless and reckless. Finally, this one right here. I'm a thug. Yeah, this is a thug right here. This one right here is a thug. I'm a thug. I got the nerve to wear a Make America Great t-shirt to a Black Lives Matter conference. Wow. You know what? You just want to stir up trouble. You don't even like Donald Trump. You just want to stir up trouble, don't you? That's what you do, don't you? You old thug. You're going to mess around and get yourself hurt. You're going to mess around and get beat up. You might even get killed. Quit playing with folks. Everything ain't a game, you old thug. Grow up. Thugs are so childish. Now, this next segment, I'm telling you right now, of course, I love this segment. It's near and dear to me because it's about the children. Anybody know Dre? They know that Dre loves the kids. I love the kids. I do. Can't stand the way they act sometimes, but I love the kids. Now, this next segment is called Who Baby Is That? Now, I love this segment because, again, parents, when their child is just, you know, when their child is just off a little bit, their child has just been disrespectful. The child is a mess. The child is just bad. Child look a mess, acting a mess, dressing a mess, smelling a mess, because they are a mess. But you know what? I don't blame the child. I blame the parents, because the parents are pathetic, horrible. Let me tell you something. If your baby fits the description of any one of these, let me tell you something. It ain't the baby's fault. It's the parents' fault. You a horrible parent. You need to choke yourself till you pass out. You need to roller skate and rush out of traffic, okay? Now, this could be your baby. Could be a family member's baby. Could be a stranger in the streets baby, a coworker. Could be a friend's baby. Somebody you see at your local grocery store or at the bank. Or somebody you pass as you walk in through the park on a beautiful sunny day. You know what? I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people when their kids are just bad for no doggone reason. You letting a child be bad. You giving them free reins to do whatever they want and act however they want to. And you're a horrible parent. You are. You have to be disgusted with your own self. Now, if you don't recognize anybody and any of these babies that you know, that's because all of them are tied into one child, and that's your child, and you're despicable. Here we go. Whose baby is that, number one? Baby is that? Mm-mm-mm. 4 years old and wearing braces on their baby teeth. See, that don't make no sense. They baby teeth. Why are you worried about straightening out baby teeth? All they're going to do is fall out. So you got braces. You didn't waste your money on braces. You must have got 2 stimulus checks. That's what it was. And you got so much money, you don't know what to do. So you're just throwing it away and wasting it. That's horrible. Number 2, whose baby is that? Wow. Got a mint mustache and been on there so long it's been spoiled. You know what? Wash the baby face. Wash that nasty baby's face. That don't make no doggone sense. Whose baby is that? 3 years old, got kicked out of daycare because they breastfed. You know what? Yep. That's your child. You know it is. Yep. Don't be mad at the daycare. Don't be mad at the daycare. No, be mad at yourself because your baby stank. Number four, whose baby is that? Now, this one right here, yeah, this one right here. Whose baby is that? 6 years old. Can't spell a name, but can spell all the cuss words. You know what? Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. Can't spell their own doggone name, but can spell all the cuss words. We see what you're focusing on. This one right here. Whose baby is that? Wow. This was pitiful. Whose baby is that? Hair on their head so nappy. Look like dried up burnt sunflower seeds. You know what? If you don't shave that baby head and just start them from scratch, it don't make no sense. Hair ain't going to get no better. Just stop. This one right here. Whose baby is that? Wow. 5 years old and you send her the first day to school with makeup on. I don't understand that. Why? You trying to get her to meet somebody? She trying to impress the teacher in the wrong way? Quit that. This one right here. Whose baby is that? Oh, wow. Wow. Dried up snot on their neck. Look like icicles planted on them. Come on. Now, see, I've seen a baby, and the only reason I say that is because I've seen a baby like this about 3 days ago. I'm in the grocery store, and you know what? I passed by the child, and here's the thing. Not only did he have dried up snot on his neck, but he was sitting in the car crying because I guess his mama wouldn't get him some. You mean to tell me your child already got dried up snot? So you just going to let him add more snot? What do you think? That the new snot is going to undry the dried up snot so it just be able to flow down his neck and his whole body onto the floor? That's just disgusting. He got dried up snot. Now he got new snot, and you ain't cleaning neither one of them up. You're a horrible parent. Whose baby is that? This one right here. Whose baby is that? Now, I know y'all know this child. Got on a shirt that's too small for him. His belly button sticking out like a walnut. Come on now. Come on. Let's stop. Just stop. That ain't cute. Baby is that. And then finally, this one right here. Whose baby is that? Wow. 4 years old. He gets sent home with a note from the teacher talking about this is the last time they're going to warn him about getting caught smoking marijuana in the back. Let me tell you something. That ain't the child's fault. That really ain't the child's fault. That's your fault. And I'm mad because they had to send a note home saying this is the last time. So if that means the last time, it's obviously that wasn't the first and only time. Come on now. You know your child got a problem. Help your child out. Get him off that weed. Again, I just want to help people because a lot of people don't realize they're a horrible parent. And a lot of parents think that stuff like that is cute. It don't make no doggone sense. You know, I seen a video the other day. Somebody posted on TikTok. Sure did. Well, the little baby was sitting up there in their pampers and no shirt on. And the father was blowing marijuana smoke in their face. And the baby was just inhaling the smoke and just smiled, eyes wide open. You know what? I wish I could find out who that parent was. Because I'd blow something in their face. You know what I'd blow in their face? I'd blow spit in their face. That's what they need. Because they're horrible and they're disgusting. Again, I want to be a blessing and not a curse. Now, this next segment, I tell you what. It's become one of my favorite segments because, to be quite honest with you, this segment right here, it's all about us. It's about acceptance, how we're different, but we're the same. It's called, it don't matter if you're black or white. Because honestly, it just don't matter if you're black or white. We all the same. We just different. And we are. Black folks and white folks, look, we're all created by the same God, the only true God. And we're the same. We're just a little bit different. We do it the same, but just a little different. Here we go. It don't matter if you're black or white. Number one, black kids acting up, white kids acting up. Let me tell you, white people, they're going to put you in timeout. Black people, you're going to get knocked out. Come on now. It's an out for both of them. It's just one going to be in timeout, one going to be knocked out. That's it. We the same, but we just a little different. Number two, it don't matter if you're black or white. If my child get caught stealing, white people, oh, they're going to get chastised. Oh, yes, you're going to chastise. White people are going to chastise the child for stealing. Black people are going to chastise the child, too, for stealing and getting caught. I'm just saying, it's the same, it's different. It's the same, but it's just a little bit different. Number three, it don't matter if you're black or white. It really don't. White child. They going to ask their parents, can their friends stay over and spend the night, have dinner? Another white parent going to say, well, sure. See, black kids, they going to ask their parents, can their friends spend the night, have dinner? Sure. Black people, they going to say, yeah, sure. The only thing is, can they bring the food? See, I'm just saying, it's the same, but it's a little bit different. Because y'all know black parents ain't feeding no extra mouths if they ain't got to, okay? It don't matter if you're black or white. Black people, white people. This one right here, I'm telling you. This one right here. Bill collect the call. White people answer the phone. And they're going to work out a payment plan. So is. Black people, bill collector don't call. They gonna answer the phone, tell them don't call no more. See, they both answered the phone. Y'all don't understand. They both answered the phone. See, it don't matter if you're black or white. It's the same. It's just a little bit different. Yeah. Finally, this one right here. It don't matter if you're black or white. It's the same, but just a little bit different. When it comes to funerals, white people, they're going to have a funeral for their loved one. They're going to have the body in the casket. They're going to have the viewing. They're going to have a service. There'll be some tears. You in and out in about 45 minutes to an hour. Black people, they're going to have a funeral. Open casket, body there for the viewing. They're going to be crying. There's going to be singing. There's going to be some more crying. There going to be people getting up, saying things about the person that's passed or deceased. A lot of it's going to be lies. You're always going to have somebody going to get up and talk about the deceased that don't really know him, didn't really know him. But bottom line, you're going to be in and out in 2 to 3 hours. So either way, you're going to be in and out. It's just one is less than an hour. The other one is less than 5 hours. It's the same, but it's a little bit different. So it really don't matter if you're black or white. We're the same, y'all, but we're a little different. Now, folks, this is truly one of my favorite, if not my favorite part of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre, because this right here is, well, when we get to put a little Jesus in it. The reason why I love putting a little Jesus in it is because, you know what, we all need him all day, every day. And I invite y'all to join us as we get our praise and our worship on. For we are the Jesus take the wheel. I got the gas. Baptist Church. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, we are small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again because y'all didn't hear me. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do the church announcements is because I want to make sure everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body. we're all on one accord. Everybody's on the same page. There's no confusion. There's no saint left behind. I like to do church announcements for individuals that may have not been able to attend the in-person sanctuary service or don't have access to the internet, so they can't watch us as we stream for the sick and the shut up in. Also, I like to do announcements for individuals that may have been in the in-person sanctuary services or may have been watching us as we stream, but they missed some parts or all of the announcements because they were quite too busy focusing on stuff they shouldn't have been focusing on. For instance, let me tell y'all one thing. Now, I know what the rumor is. I seen the video too. Okay. And it did look bad. But looks can be deceiving. I'm asking all those that had an opportunity to view the video, don't look at it with your eyes. Look at it with your heart. And I'm going to tell you right now, what you saw wasn't what you seen. Now, granted, your pastor was with a young lady that he picked up and was gracious enough to take her to a sleazy motel and get her a room and then walk her into the room and then agree to give her $200 in order to be able to lay hands on her and pray, that's all. And somehow, some way, it turned into some type of sting operation for undercover solicitation of hookers and prostitution. And I am a victim of my own generosity. That's all it is. That's all it is. I've talked to my wife. She know what happened, and she stands by me 100%. Now, granted, she's not here today, and she has moved out, and she is with her sister and them in Detroit. But all in all, she stands by me because she believes me, and she knows my character. Okay? Anyway. Oh, and a side note, tell me what you think about my pictures, ladies, on Christian Mingle. I try to take some real sexy ones for you. Anyway, announcement number one, Brother Darnell, we don't mind you coming out in church because, again, the church's motto is, this is the Lord's house and come as you are. So we don't mind you coming out in church as LGMOPOLON or whatever it is. We don't mind that, okay? But my problem is you're not going to come out in church in no days of deuce and no halter top, okay? No, we're not going to. No, and you jumping around and stuff is falling out. Oh, no. We're not going to be sitting up here watching that, okay? I'm not. So yeah, I don't care about you coming out, but I got a problem with you. You got these days of Duke shorts and you jumping around and other stuff is falling out. Thank you. Announcement number two. Look here. Deacon Lonnie and I have had this ongoing, on again, off again relationship. And I have agreed to finally put our differences aside and become the better and bigger man. So Deacon Lonnie, if you listen to me right now, I just want to tell you, I'm sorry. It was my fault, okay? I was in the wrong. And please come back because the church missed you and I miss you, okay? So please, I want to extend the olive branch. Come on back to the church. Come back to the house of God with your family. We love you and we miss you. So come on back. Come on back. Just come on back. You don't, no words, nothing else to be said. Just come on back, Deacon Lonnie. Come on back home. And when you come on back home, you make sure you bring my $27.13 with you. All right. I'll be waiting on you. Announcement number three. announcement number four. The motherboard has decided this year that they are going to do a car wash to raise money. I got no problem with the motherboard doing a car wash. But what we're not going to do is we're not going to have the wet T-shirt contest like we did a couple of years ago, because that was disgusting. It really was. I mean, the wet T-shirts was, I don't know whose idea was that for the motherboard to do that, but that was just not good. I mean, I went to get my car washed and I seen that mess. I pulled it off. I mean, it looked like salad dressing in a sandwich bag. It didn't make no sense. That's just disgusting. So please, you can wash the cars, but please, no wet T-shirts, please. Finally, we come to the part of the announcements that I always look forward to not looking forward to. Of course, it is the announcement of the building fund total. As you know, the building fund offers a little bit of everything: intrigue, mystery, horror, comedy, adventure, but most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, wow, for real, this is what, okay, I'll read it just like y'all wrote it. The building fund has raised a few eyebrows, but lowered a lot of expectations. Okay. Yeah, you ain't never lied about that. Well, thank you all so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And like I always do, I'm going to pray us out. For I see it all, he is about, all eyes are closed. Unless, of course, you're blind. It don't matter then. I mean, seriously? Really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Thank you for another opportunity to come together and fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. What way is that? That other way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty. Not guilty. I object. Overrule. Mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Let me tell you something. You pull that mask off again, you're going to find out. Better get over there. Most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone. Beloved, this morning we can love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us holding us close to your bosom, shielding us from all hurt, harm, and danger. So we will be forever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Now you guys be blessed and not stressed. I'll see you next Sunday with more Nuts Wire. I'm a little hungry. I'm going to eat me a little bite. Put on just a little bit of weight. You guys take care. And if you don't remember nothing, remember the Lord love you, and I like you just a little bit too. Good night.
You're so amazing. Yeah. You're so amazing. Yeah. You're so amazing.
I'm a sun by you, so astonishing. Future looks bright, so promising. You're a great wonder, no wondering.
Love you amazing, you're so amazing, yeah.
I'm amazed by you, I'm in awe. Your ways are perfect, you're no flaws. Hard to come here and know it sounds out, but
love you amazing, you're so amazing, yeah.
Referring to the Virgin Mary, it's not a fairy tale. Never had a plan, but it did fail. Pour it out, blood, I escaped hell.
Love you amazing, you're so amazing, yeah.
Set me free, you gave me eternal life. You gave